Blog Talk Radio. morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. I'm always blessed. You know, like I tell you, I'm blessed every day, but double blessed on Mondays. Just something about Mondays and just the beginning of things, the beginning of, you know, work week, money week, you know. Some get paid every week, some get paid biweekly. Nevertheless, usually payday is around Wednesday or Thursdays. I don't know why I just bring that up, but I just went that direction. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Shout out to all those that are listening through whichever way they listen to, whether it be that you clicked on the link or you're calling in. Because remember, you can also call in on your phone, 347-826-7722. Some people at work do that, put their headphones, and they listen to me while they're working, and nobody's the wiser. Nobody knows because you got your headphones on, right? But do your work, though. We don't want you to be in trouble at your job. But any which way, again, whether you're listening live right now or you listen to the show in its archive, welcome, welcome. Motivation Mondays, man, let's go. Let's get inspired. Let's get pumped up. Today I have, I always want to discuss something, you know, because without not bringing things to light and striking conversation, you know, we don't get no resolution and nothing. So, you know, I always like to be talking about something. We should all be talking about something. Something positive, about fine. But I want to know, how can us women empower each other more? You know, it's been my mission, my crusade, to get as many women together as possible to create positive movements and to empower each other. It's been, you know, totally a humbling experience when I'm able to do that, when I'm able to connect women from different backgrounds that will come together and stand, you know, next to one another and support them for no reason at all, just because, you know, she can be your sister, your cousin, your friend, you know. So I am blessed to be in that position to be able to do that for many. And I just keep it in prayer that, you know, God can use me that way to do such rewarding work, you know. I use the word work not necessarily to say it's something that I punch in to do. This is more of a passion. This is more of a calling, you know. And I'm very, very aware that not everyone can be able to bridge other people together, you know. So I'm very humbled and very blessed in my position. But, you know, there's so many different ways to be able to empower each other as women. You know, the minute way, it's not even always this whole big thing you need to do. You know, it starts with a smile, basically. You know, smile and acknowledge the presence of one queen to another. You know, because we're all queens in our rights. It's not, I don't call myself a queen to say that I am above anybody. I call myself a queen because I already know who I am. I've acknowledged myself, my purpose in this world. And, you know, we all wear crowns. Just some of us, our vision is blurry. We don't really see the crown on top of our heads. My vision is clear. I see it. I feel it. I walk it. I talk it, you know. And that's what maybe may separate me from not the rest, but just some, you know. And I fall into the category of already women and queens that already know their place, that already see the crown, that already can feel it on top of their head and can already, you know, walk the walk and, you know, talk the talk. So it doesn't mean that because we're in this category, we can't, you know, we shouldn't turn around and be able to help those other queens reach their potential. It is just our duty and our job to you know, to do that with the princesses, all the princesses in our lives, because they're just a step away from queendom, you know, and they have to be prepared. They have to be prepared, because being a queen is just not saying I'm a queen. You know, it's walking that walk, and not everybody can walk it. You know what I mean? Happy birthday to all those celebrated a birthday last weekend or this whole last week. Shout out to all those that are getting ready to celebrate a birthday. I want to give a early birthday shout out to my niece, Nadia, that will be 1 year old on Friday. You know, a year ago to the 27th, it was actual Thanksgiving Day, and she made her entrance to the world. And shout out to all those that have welcomed blessings in their lives these past couple of days as well. The blessing of a child is very powerful, you know, when we're blessed with having children that enter the world, whether it be our own or somebody else's. It's just a beautiful thing. Shout out to all those that are preparing for Thanksgiving and already have their turkey and have their meals and everything else going on. My tradition for the tree, you know, everybody's already posting their tree. I already see pictures of the tree. I'm not putting my tree up until the next day after Thanksgiving. That is my family tradition. You know, stop condensing the holidays. I don't like to condense holidays. So Thanksgiving, I want to see a tree while I'm eating. And the next day, then me and the children, you know, we do tree trimming event. I do hot chocolate, blah, 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 you know. And we have a great time. That's me. People, start your own tradition. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with starting your own family tradition. Actually, I think that's a beautiful thing that you're able to build and do that and then let that go generations and generations to come. That's a beautiful thing. I want to talk a little bit about the American Music Awards. And I was watching, of course, and J-Lo was hosting, and I think she did a great job. I love the opening show. I miss Prince, and my sister goes and texts me afterwards, did you see it? I'm like, did I see what? You missed Prince at the American Music. Great, thank you. I was watching some recaps of the story of Celia Cruz, and I got caught up watching that. Shout out to Michelle who put me on that. And I missed, you know, the beginning, but it's all good. You know, it's all good. God has perfect timing, and I got into what I was supposed to get into. Justin Bieber performed that song "Sorry," all in the water getting wet. you know, I don't know. For some reason, I'm starting to get a soft spot for Justin Bieber. For some reason, am I catching Bieber fever? Not because he's grown. I don't know. But there's a lot of the songs that I like, that I really, really like. So he has like his catalog is humongous. And there's a lot of them that I can sit down and go through it and listen to. So it's not bad, not bad at all. So I'm going into my phone lines. Remember, if you don't want to speak and you're just calling in to listen to the show, it's all good. You don't have to say anything. But when I go to your phone lines, that is the time if you do want to say something, like good morning or anything you want to share that's inspiring, that will be your moment. So I'm going on the phone line. 347, good morning. You're on with MA2K. 347-826, good morning. Okay, no problem. You continue to listen, and I will continue on my other call. Good morning, you're on with MA2K, please.
Who, me?
228, that's you.
I'm on the radio?
Yes, you are.
Am I on the radio with my girl Emma?
Yes, yes, you are with this.
What up, cuz? How are you?
What up, cuzzo? What's going on? You're back from vacay?
Yeah, man, I'm back. I'm back in the city, listening to the show. I gotta say, I'll put my two inputs in One, J-Lo, the opening medley, killed it. I'll be real. I wasn't a fan of J-Lo. I wasn't a fan until she turned over 40. Before that, I was mad. Now she like cougar age. Whew! I'll take me some J-Lo any day, girl. Any day. She was whipping it, and I had some alone time. I was just like, I had to tell my girls, it's like a little privacy. You got to go to the other room. It's just me and J-Lo. You know, that's my one buy. That's like that one pass that you get, like the one celebrity pass. Like, oh, if you ever meet this one person, it's okay. You get the pass. J-Lo has now become my one pass. So, like, you know, that she gets the pause button on the relationship.
So what did you think about the other performances? What do you think about Justin Bieber?
Oh, I'll tell you. I'm actually a fan of Bieber. I caught that fever a little bit ago. I actually saw, like, I didn't see that movie that he had, but I had seen some, I guess it was an interview that he was on, and just about how talented he really is. Like, this kid is really, like, really good. He is a real true blue artist. And as of late, you know, just the music resonates more with me now, at least what he put out. This album that he got, I can't front. I caught myself blasting it and you know, saying, I'm sorry, and saying, what do you mean? And, you know, I'm with it. I might not be going to a Justin Bieber concert. That would be kind of awkward. At least if I go to a Justin Bieber concert, I have to bring my daughter, because that's like my bod. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not here to see Bieber. I'm, you know, just bringing my daughter. I can't let her go by herself. You know, that's my bod. That's how I get by on that one.
Until they see you screaming and she's sitting down watching you, like, really?
Exactly. She'll sit there and be Snapchatting while I'm over there singing my ass off. Yeah. Straight embarrassing her.
So who else did you see perform that you can, you know, say that you really like?
I didn't see anybody perform. I literally watched J-Lo and turned the shit off. Like, I didn't care about anybody else at that point. I had things to do. Like, I got a life. And, you know,
okay.
Like, like I actually came upon it accidentally. I, like, turned on the TV and then saw this, like, ass that was shaking. And I was like, bam, pause. And then after it was done, I was like, I'm good. Life moves on.
I totally forgot about it. I got a text talking about, did you see it? I'm like, did I see what? Prince just performed. I'm like, what? And I get a text after the fact, like, are you bananas?
You ever had some just KY jelly that's just laying under your couch for some reason? Yeah, that's just what happened.
No, no.
I'm cleaning and all of a sudden I see some KY jelly under my couch. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, TMI, and that's her. And I'm glad that you're motivated.
No, I'm gonna go back. Well, hold on, wait. You have mentioned something about Thanksgiving, right? That you have this tradition of not having your tree up before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't like to condense holidays. I don't want, when I'm eating Thanksgiving and being thankful for this food, seeing the tree yet.
I'm with you. I'm definitely with you, especially with like Halloween. Like, I guess after Labor Day, Halloween kicks in, and then Thanksgiving kicks in right before Halloween. I'm not with that. And definitely jumping into Christmas before even Thanksgiving, you know, starts rolling in. I'm definitely against that. I personally don't have any tradition. Like, I'm actually not big on having a Thanksgiving dinner. I'm actually not big on getting together on Christmas Eve or Hanukkah or Christmas Hanukkah or whatever the commercialized celebratory state of these holidays. I'm actually not with that. It's like, you know what? I see my kids every day. I'm good. How about on Christmas, I send their ass away and give me a little time to celebrate. Like, I'm good. Like, how about, I cook all the time. Why do I need one special day to exert myself or overexert myself to cook all you some of the bitches that I don't see? I'm sorry, I said some of the bitches that I see every day. Like, I'm good. Can we just order out? Like, it ain't that big of a deal. Like, a turkey takes a long ass time to cook. Like, I'm good. The KFC got the new buckets. Like, you got the buckets. Like, we got a whole chicken. It's square.
I get it. I get it because I understand. I mean, I'm also with my kids all day. I mean, all the time. I do the same thing. But I love to entertain. So I find any excuse and every excuse for me to host and entertain something. So even if it's a brunch or whatever, that's just me. I enjoy it. And it's not necessary that I'm celebrating then the Indians back in the days and the whole history situation about it, and the pilgrims and all that. I any excuse and anything that I can gather family and friends together, I do it with or without holidays. But, you know, holidays, since people have days off, a little extra more time to be able to do things, then I take advantage of that. So that's just
I feel you. I feel you. I mean, I love to entertain, too. That's why I got that instant stripper pole in my closet. So that way, boom, special night, bad boy comes out. It's like a tension stripper pole, bam. That way I get my spins in. So I entertain, too. But, you know, family's just annoying. I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm really good.
All right. Anyway, so, thing. He is early. Well, he is on it early today. My cousin is early. Early rock.
It's every day, love. It's every day. Every day, 24/7, and I'm on. But anyway, what is today's motivational?
Let me ask you the key question of today, which is the question, you know, it's supposed to be for another woman, but I'm asking the men too. How do you think that women can empower each other more, like from a man's perspective?
Oh, man, that's a very, you know what? I was actually dealing with something last night. I was producing a show. I can't really talk about the show at the moment, but I was producing a show last night, and there were two ladies on the panel, and they were friends, and there was, how would I say this? It's a support. That's the key word, support. You have to be able to support somebody in their endeavors without having to criticize, and that is the hardest thing to do, especially when you think that you know something. Support, support, support. You could be there for somebody and not have to put your opinion in. You could be there for somebody and be completely silent. You could be there for somebody and just stand right next to them. You got to support your people. You got to support your sisters. You got to support your brothers. You got to support your friends. It's all about support. That is the most important thing in a friendship, is being supportive. Sometimes interjecting your opinion is also support. But if you want to pick somebody up and you want to lift them up from where they are, especially if they are down somewhere that, you know, not in a good place, you really got to be conscious about what you're saying and how what you can say can affect them. Because, you know, being a friend, you know, sometimes you got to be real and honest and straightforward, but sometimes you just got to shut up.
Yeah, you got to – listen, I agree, because I am one of those that, like, I shoot from the hip. Don't ask me if you don't want to hear, because I'm not going to say nothing. But at the same time, when I know that you're now maybe just a voice out of you, I will be quiet, you know? I will let you express yourself how you need to. Sometimes that's the powerful thing. If you could just listen, people speak, there's times that they'll even hear themselves, and you won't have to speak. Like, they'll hear themselves talking and be like, oh, okay, and to themselves, because they had that time to be able to talk and actually listen to what they're saying.
Right. They work it out in their own head, because I'll be real, and we'll get a little deep for a moment. Even in a relationship, like, I've had past relationships, because you know me, and I have many, many endeavors, and my lifestyle is very unorthodox, my upbringing and all of that stuff, very unorthodox. I'm an adventure person. I am an entrepreneur. I got my hands in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But in the past, I've had relationships where the person that I'm with was not supportive to my ideas, even in just listening, even in just saying, that's a great idea, that's cool. No, it was more criticism and cynicism to the idea versus just listen. Just listen. Listen to the idea. It might not happen. I might not have followed through on this, but just listen. Give false hope, even if you don't believe it. Pretend like you believe it, that it is possible. You know, and if it comes through fruition, at least you are on the positive side of that idea versus the one that can actually stop the idea. Because I've had more ideas stop because of cynicism, criticism, and unintentional put down.
Right.
Then I've actually had successful follow through on ideas. Now that could be my own personal, at least at the time, my own personal ambition. Yeah, I've had that experience.
Right. No, I totally agree. And you know, I guess the message from this is women need to be able to listen to other women more as opposed to critique, as opposed to take the opportunity to say, I told you. You know, even when we make our mistakes, we expect our circle of friends, of our sisterhood, to be able to continue to lift us up and not bring us down. Listen, we all make mistakes and nobody is perfect. And there's certain times in our lives that we need to go through certain things in order to learn. So not everybody learns from other people's mistakes. And so we have to allow people to, you know, go through their journey, go through their ups and downs, fall, get back up, you know, do somersaults, and learn how to just be supportive, learn how to just be there for one another. And this not only applies, of course, to women on women, but just in the whole world, you know, in general, just people and life itself. That's what we're missing. We're missing family structure. You know, we're missing with the government coming in, you can't hit your kid, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, ACS, all that type of stuff that puts the family, like, in a scare mode, like, oh, my God, can I? So my child is because I'll lose my child or whatever, you know what I mean? With all that happening, like people's morals, beliefs, everything is just shot out the window. You know, the word loyalty means nothing to so many, and it's like, wow, like where did we go wrong? Where did we discontinue, you know, the energy? The energy just kind of just stopped. Somebody just came in and pulled the plug on humanity. You know, so when you see someone that's in need, what does it really cost to smile and reach out or listen or just say hello or an encouraging word? My Lord, like what happened?
Or show up. There's so many people out there that are just trying to do something just on their own. Your presence of just showing up makes a world of difference. It ain't about money. It ain't about a commitment. It's just about showing up and just being supportive. That is an underlying thing. How many times have you had an event that you just like, hey, you put the word out, and how many people come? That is a very powerful thing, and you get appreciated, and it rolls back. Because those people who came to help you will turn around and help you back when you need it. Coffee.
Correct. That's why I love my village, man. I always say, man, you got to surround yourself with those positive and supportive people. If the people around you are not positive, if the people around you are not supporting you, like you said, in your dreams, in your goals, or whatever it is that they envision for themselves, and even if you don't agree, even if you see, you know what, that's not going to work. But that's not in your place. That's not in your place to bust their butt or their dream. It's to say, oh, you know what, I believe you can do it. Go on. Keep going. You know what I mean? Anything I can do, you just keep going.
That's right. Even if you don't believe, here's the thing, too. Even if you don't believe in the concept, just wish them luck. You ain't got to put it down. You ain't got to put your opinion in. If you don't believe in the concept, you don't need to knock that person down. You just say, good luck. All right, let's see what happens. There are so many positive ways to phrase without having to put the negative vibe in there, without putting ownership on your own personal belief. Trust me, I'm a person who can talk and tell you the world and let you believe that what you're thinking is absolutely right and never once say I agree.
Right.
You don't
right.
have to.
Right.
You don't have to agree. You just don't have to be put. You don't have to put them down. There are many
right.
ways. Listen to what you're saying. There are so many people who talk before they pay attention to what they say. Think before you say. Because the words that you say will hurt. They can hurt so bad, and they can hurt so deep. And that person's dream can easily be diminished just by your incidental put down.
Yeah, it's very important. It's very important to empower someone else. You just never know what other people are going through, what battles they're battling. Like,
exactly.
You don't know what this person has gone through or is currently going through. And then for them to be able to still have a hope and a dream, and then you crash that down, it's like, what are you giving them to believe? What are you giving them to hold on to? You know,
right. What if tomorrow they win the lottery? Right? What if they win the lottery? You was dumping on them. All of a sudden, they could help you get out of debt. But you know what? You were shady to them. They got all that
yeah.
money. They ain't trying to give it to you. They ain't trying to give it to you. Look at me trying to manipulate somebody out there right now.
Listen, I believe you can have fun. You can cut the check to E2K Worldwide LLC.
Hey, wait a minute. You got something coming up, don't you? You got something coming up this month, no?
No. There's a couple of things that I was doing that I do yearly, which is the Thanksgiving drive. Of course, I'm not doing that. And I was planning on doing the toy drive next month. I was debating
right.
to do it in New York, Florida. I didn't know, you know. But something even bigger than that has come up. Not even bigger. Let me not say bigger because it's not even a comparison. But another
something
situation
mm-hmm.
Has called my attention where I'm so day-to-day occupied. There's something really big for next year, for 2016, that I'm so excited, but I can't announce it just yet. And so I'm working on that. So people be patient. EPA is working. 2016 is going to be out of this world. That's all I can say for now. That's all I'm allowed to say. But yeah.
So what you just said that I'm not going to see you for this holiday season. Is that what you're saying? Okay, that's cool because I have my schedule, you know, open and stuff. Like somebody was just like, hey, I got this little toy drive thing I might be doing. I'm like, hey, boo, I got you. I'm going to be there. And then publicly you just like, oh, I don't need you no more. Okay,
no.
I see where my support going. Oh, what happened? Sorry.
I can see it in your eyes. Oh, listen, I don't know yet. That's not a yet, but I don't want to say anything that would just incriminate me in a court of law. Anyway, so I'm going to play some big B because today it's about empowering, of course, each other, but, you know, as supporting the women's movement, I'm going to say it's about empowering and showing who runs the world. I love you, cuz. Thank you for the
support.
Love you
too, Mama.
You.
Hi, baby. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Tuned into Lush Radio on Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K.